Cardinal Koch, you're just back from this first meeting with Patriarch Kirill. What can you tell us about progress in the relationship with the Russian Orthodox Church?
That's my first visit at Moscow and the first meeting with His Holiness the Patriarch. That was a very kind meeting, very open. We have talked about the general situation of the ecumenism in the world, and where we can deepen the dialogue between the Catholic Church and the Russian Orthodox Church.
You spoke about the need for joint witness to Christian values, didn't you? What do you mean by this? What kind of concrete initiatives, perhaps, would you like to see?
That's the vision of His Eminence, the Metropolitan Hilarion, and strategic alliance with the Catholic Church, but also with Protestant Church, for witness the very important values of the Christianism. I think that the term is a little difficult, because in the West this has a militarian connection, connotation, and we must, I think, find a new name, but not a new project. The project is important. I think that we can find a very good way for together we gave witness in the world of the fundamental values in Europe.
Did you discuss any particular concrete ideas for furthering this cooperation?
I think that in the first line is to demonstrate, to witness the value of the family, and the second, the dignity of the life from the beginning to the natural end, and in the third line, the freedom of religion in the world. I think that are three values that are very, very in danger in our societies.
The dialogue with the Russian Orthodox Church there is complicated, isn't it, by the difficult relationship between Moscow and the Ecumenical Patriarchate of Constantinople, as we saw again during their recent inter-Orthodox meeting in Switzerland. Can the Catholic Church play any role? Can you help in any way to ease these tensions, do you think?
When the Patriarchate of Moscow and the Ecumenical Patriarchate of Constantinople want that we help, we will help. But that's not our office to take an initiative for this. But I think we can help just in the International Mixed Commission for the Theological Dialogue between the Orthodox Church and the Catholic Church to find a way for a human witness in the Orthodox churches. That's the same difficulty that we have in the Catholic Church. We have many tensions and very, very different ways, and that's in first line. It's absolutely necessary in Catholic ecumenism, and I think that's our first office to do.
You're meeting again with Metropolitan Hilarion twice this month, aren't you, in different occasions. Would you say that the dialogue with the Orthodox world is a top priority for you?
Next Friday, we met us in Fribourg, because Metropolit Hilarion became a titular professor of Fribourg, and I find that's a very, very important sign of the church and the state of the canton Fribourg to accept an Orthodox Metropolitan as professor.
Would you say that this is a top priority for you, the relationship, this particular relationship now?
No, I have two priorities. The first priority is the dialogue with the Orthodox churches and the Oriental churches. But on the other way, the dialogue with the world of the churches and ecclesial communities come from the Reformation.
The Ukrainian Greek Catholic Church is electing a new head this week. What do you hope from that?
It's for me very difficult to say something concrete because I don't know very well the situation in the Ukraine. I think that the next priority for me must be to go personally to the Ukraine, foresee the situation and what we can help. Then I hope that we have a new head. He is open for the situation, the ecumenical situation in the Ukraine, that not is very, very easy.
I know you're also talking about Christian unity and faith in Europe, aren't you, at your next meeting. Would you like to say something about what you'll be saying in that context?
I have a little conference about the importance of the theological dimension of the ecumenical dialogue. Because today many people say the theology cannot resolve this problem. We must resolve in the basis. And I think to remember that the questions between our churches have an ecclesiological and theological dimension, and we must deepen this dimension.
Do you think there's an increasing sense that people will not take seriously the Christian message unless the churches can resolve these theological differences and find a stronger, more common voice?
I think I feel some feeling of resignation in the ecumenical situation, and we must find new ways in the future, but this is impossible without a theological dialogue. In the ecumenical dialogue with the Orthodox Church, we make always a difference between the dialogue of truth and the dialogue of love. And both dialogues are very, very important. Without the dialogue of love, we cannot begin a dialogue with truth. But without the dialogue of truth, that's not easy kind of love.